So how often do you find yourself looking at the American Hockey League standings?
I know where we stand. I cannot tell you every point of every team. I focus a lot on our performance. I know we need to stay around when we had those injuries. I know it was important for us. We challenged a guy that with a number of points we wanted for a number of games, and the guy did that, and that give us a chance now to be right in the hunt with some guys back, and that's pretty much all I can say.
I know you're in fourth place right now in the division with the overtime win tonight. When would you say this team started realizing that, hey, you know, a run for the postseason begins now?
I don't know if we're... It's a lot of moving part in the American League, my friend, the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. A lot of moving part. A lot of guys coming in and out. A lot of guys that we have, they have expectation. They want to do well, but then they have their personal agenda also. So through all this, we're really focusing on grabbing points when they're on the table, points on the line, and making sure that through all the injury and guys called up that we stayed there and made a statement. Now I think we're getting to the point where we're realizing what's the reality of where we are and where we should be at the end of the year. But I told the guys the two good news. I thought the attitude was really good tonight. I thought that the playing 11 forwards and because of Pezzetta's penalty and ice time, I played 11. I think I threw them loose a lot. Give them the chance to make mistake, but make some good play too and finish a bit with a vibe. Because I felt that's what they needed. But the second news is we're much better than that. I think we can be way better.
In French, you mentioned that Vidémo played his best game since he came back. Do you think he was more... Was he out of his comfort zone playing on the wing?
Well, he was on the wing with the Habs. He has to play. He wants to make sure he's as versatile as he can. And I respect that. When I talked to him this week, I told him I liked him at center. I like his skating at center a little better because he's a stride kind of guy. He's a horse. He's momentum on the wing. He's not a quick jumpy guy where, you know, sometimes I felt that he was more stopping than anything on the wing. He wasn't horrible, but I feel he's more valuable in at center right now.
I know you've spoken about the chemistry where it's been tough to build it. Like, do you think there's been improvement on that end?
Yeah, a little bit. I think tonight the guys playing more, thinking less, sweating, getting Nick in the face, being, you know, tired and need still to perform tired. I think that helps some of the guys to think less and play more and worry less and invest more. That was the plan, and we're not there yet, but I like the vibe. I like that they scored a first goal, we bounced back. They scored a second goal, we came with a power play goal, which is then big clicking for all the reason we talk about. And I thought the third period, we still weren't on our heels, we're still on our toes. Was it perfect? No. And I like the execution. I'm not going to lie to you, I really like the execution on the 3-on-3 where we need to get those done. And I think that's a big plus for me. It was a play that guys can make, and they made it, and I respect that because I felt we missed a lot of breakaways and scoring chances priming.
Last question.
Yeah, could I ask one question, yeah. Joel? I'm very impressed with the game presentation. It revs the crowd up. And how does that impact you?